B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from the Canadian Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I'm so glad I live in Charlotte and found these guys. MRL is the best.
I love when they get into it with each other. It's so funny.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Wednesday. Roy's getting the studio ready for video. Because we're not just a radio show. We also do video.
That's a requirement.
And somebody shut the lights off in here, and Roy has to bend over to turn the lights on.
I don't bend.
What?
I don't bend well.
No, Roy doesn't bend well.
Really early to see somebody's butt crack.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe you shouldn't have been looking.
My thing is they shouldn't shut them off.
Well, good morning. As if the lights weren't annoying enough, there's also this weird hum. And if we turned down the microphones and shut everything off, you wouldn't hear it. But it's like a computer tower that's loud and, like, humming for some reason. I think it's next to me. Roy thinks it's above us, Loren. I'm ready to go home.
Well, I'll tell you this, what annoys you even more, there's now a high-pitched whine in the room because of the lights. So let's just hop on board with the annoyance.
Hold on. Maybe you guys will be able to hear if I turn everything down, okay?
Okay.
Listen hard. Hold on.
That's it. That actually sounds nice. I wouldn't mind doing a studio in this environment. A show in this environment.
Shut up, birds! Producer Nicole is back. We'll talk to her later on this morning. She's all pumped up coming back from seeing Justin Bieber in Atlanta.
And someone else that nobody knows?
Yes, she did go to a concert on Friday night. Mm-hmm. But what's the one thing we need to know about your day, Loren? What's going on in your world?
Oh my gosh, I need to slow down. I went to Bulu last night in South Park with like three of my girlfriends.
What's that?
It's a restaurant.
Sounds fancy.
It's right next to the mall, like next to Cowfish.
I think
you know
they brought us food one time.
I think so too.
Bulu?
Bulu?
Is that what you call it? Bulu?
I have that app on my TV.
But it's like Barcelonian food.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
They brought a whole spread in here one time.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Dude, I ate my face off last night, and I drank two bottles of champagne.
Hey. Oh. You drink champagne with your food?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I drink champagne. I will drink champagne anytime.
I just thought champagne was
shower.
Like a standalone drink.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Ceviche? Is that what you got?
I did not get ceviche. It's the only thing I didn't get. And it was because somebody at the table was allergic to something in it.
Oh, okay.
But we pretty much got everything else.
Good.
It was amazing.
What time did you call it quits?
I think I went to bed at 11.
Oh, my gosh.
For the second night in a row. I was like, I need to slow down. No nap yesterday. I'm going to be toast after the show.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So the one thing I was going to share with you guys is I was at the gym yesterday. Last night, after I dropped the kids off at the nanny, I went to the gym. And I got spotted by somebody on the way out. And the guy just goes, Mani, getting a workout. And then just kept walking. I was like, hey, dude.
Mani, getting a workout.
Just like that. And it was the funniest thing. And I'm like, I wonder if the guy's watching me because I was on the treadmill. And I do this thing where I do 40 minutes, sometimes 45 on the treadmill. Because I have a weigh-in coming in this summer. So anyway, I'm trying to eat a little healthier and work out to lose a little weight. And I walk, and then I sprint. And then I walk, and I sprint.
Yeah, intervals.
Yes, intervals. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know if the intervals are long enough, and I don't want people to judge me. You know, my intervals are, like, I go from, like, a 3-4 walking pace or 3-6 walking pace to, like, a 5-8 run. Mm-hmm. And I do that for, like, 3 minutes, and I'm cooked.
Mm.
And I slow it down, and I don't want people to judge me.
I think that's pretty good. I think you only do intervals for, like, 60 to 90 seconds.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm on track.
Yeah, you're doing great, bud.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh. Losing so much weight.
Yeah.
Looking good. You had a salad yesterday. A
delicious salad. So did you.
No, everyone else at the table is getting salads. I didn't want to be that one guy that got a chicken parm.
Don't do that, though.
We pressured you to get a salad?
You know, when you're sitting outside, everyone's drinking light drinks and their salads. You don't be the guy that gets the 3,000-calorie chicken parm.
I don't know. See, I wanted you to because I wanted to steal some of it.
I know. Me too. I was really hoping somebody got chicken parm yesterday. I kept like dropping it in there. Like, it's so good,
y'all.
Chicken
parm's the best.
I'm like, come on, somebody order it.
Yeah. No, we didn't. What about you, dude?
What I was trying to avoid is the photo of guess who's played who. The photo that went on social media. I know how you operate. So yesterday, I ran into someone, ironically, at the gym as well, who had Iowa tags. And I said, wow, you're a long way from Iowa. And he said that he's staying here for a few months while they're doing something that happened at his farm where I guess a flu or something broke out. But he's a turkey farmer. And when he said he's a turkey farmer, I've never heard that before. Like, I've heard, like,
your curiosity.
Corn farmers or wheat farmers. He's a turkey farmer. But he has, like, he says he has about 150 acres or 100 acres or something. No, he has 150 turkeys. That's 150 turkeys that he grows.
On 1 acre.
I don't know where. I don't know.
Are you going out there?
I don't know his conditions of his farm.
You going out there?
No, I just, the way he said it, he goes, oh, I'm a turkey farmer. Turkey farmer. I've never heard that before.
Interesting.
I didn't know that. I guess I assumed people caught turkeys in the wild. I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, I would think that, for Thanksgiving, they have to come from somewhere.
You know, you see the chicken things, the chicken hen, whatever, but I never think about the turkeys. But yeah, I met a turkey farmer yesterday.
Let's never forget the time that Cam Newton did the turkey gobble for us.
The worst turkey gobble in history.
Sounds like he's getting out of bed and doesn't want to.
Yes.
Cam, it's time for you to talk to the Manny, Ryan, Lorenz show.
That's also like, hey, boss, do you like the Manny, Ryan, Lorenz show? I know. They're rough.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Happy National Chip and Dip Day.
Listen, I'm so excited about this day, but how's a girl supposed to lose weight when we keep having all these days? National Wine Day, National Chip Day.
I know. Chips and dips. They're quick. They're easy. They're delicious. No double dipping.
What's your favorite chip and dip combo? Mine's a Ruffle with ranch.
Mmm.
A Ruffle potato chip with ranch. Mmm.
I think, is it called a kettle chip?
Yeah.
Yes. I think a kettle chip with French onion dip.
Oh, ooh. French onion dip. So good.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I would say it'd be like a Ruffle with a French onion or a nacho with a queso chorizo thing.
Nacho queso is a good
second.
Yeah,
it's not bad either.
Yeah.
Okay, so here are the top 10 chip and dip combos of all time.
No way. You have that?
I do.
How ironic.
Yeah. Nilla wafers and Nutella at number 10.
I have never had that. I have both in my cabinet at home.
I never even considered it. Triscuit spreadable cheese.
Okay.
Barbecue chips and blue cheese dressing.
Ooh, that'd be good. I like barbecue chips.
Pretzel thins and buffalo dip.
Mm.
Yeah, it's good too.
Mm-hmm. I love buffalo
dip. Bagel crisps and spinach dip.
Eh.
I've demolished this quite a few times. Pita chips and hummus. I've sat down and done that. Of course, tortilla chips and salsa, tortilla chips and queso.
Mm.
Those are expected to be in the top five. Number two would be tortilla chips and guacamole.
Okay.
Oh, that's good, too.
So good number two.
Like a guacamole.
And then finally, number one, the best chip combo of all time, potato chip and French onion dip.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good combo.
You're so basic, Loren.
I am.
So today is National Chip and Dip Day.
Yes.
Tomorrow is Chain and Whip Day. Little different.
I'll be celebrating
that, though, yeah.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
So I'm going to ask you what age you think is appropriate for leaving your child in your car while you run into the grocery store.
Well, let's see. You left your child in the car while you were getting soccer balls for 30 minutes and he cried.
I remember that. Clearly, Manny didn't learn anything from that experience.
That was 2 years ago. My son was 6 going on 7. He's 8 going on 9 now. And we had soccer on Saturday. And he didn't bring any other shoes besides his cleats. And I go, but I got to go to the grocery store. I have to get some things for lunch. and you can't come in because you have cleats on. You'll slide all over the floor. Could I throw him in the cart? Probably. But I'm like, he's 8 going on 9. He's got my cell phone. It's the middle of the afternoon. He's in my Jeep in the back where, like, you can't even see somebody's in there. I took the keys with me. I locked the door, left the window open, of course, and I rolled out and was in the grocery store for 15 minutes. So I'm sitting out with my neighbors later on that day, my wife, and she goes, hey, well, did you and Dean get everything at the store? I go, yeah, I ran in. Dean stayed in the car. I don't even know why I said that.
Yeah, why'd you even bring it up?
I wanted to plant my flag that it's time for us to do that. Like, he's old enough for me to do that.
And what did she say?
Everybody, not just her. Everybody was against me. My good buddy Dave just shook his head no at me. Like, didn't even talk. He was that disappointed. He's just like... So what is the proper age, Mother Hen? You have 2 children that you will run into a store and leave the kids in the car.
I don't know.
Everybody says there isn't an age, and that's crap. There is an age. Like, think it through. Don't just start thinking about how they're going to get kidnapped and what could happen.
I don't know, because my kids aren't mature enough yet, and I don't know what age they're going to hit that maturity level, because let me tell you, I do not trust my children right at this moment.
Right.
At 5 and 1... Uh-uh. You need to be in an earshot and an eye shot at
all
times.
Totally understand that. Totally understand that.
So I don't know what the age is because my kids haven't matured to that.
But what are you thinking? Like, when Cash gets to be 9, is it out of the realm that you would run into a store and leave him in the car for a minute? No.
Probably.
It would be out of the realm?
Yeah, probably.
You're a better human being than me, I guess. I don't know. And I do it because I know I could go faster. And mostly I do it because I think he's safe. Like, I don't want to believe that we live in a time where I need to be concerned that my 9-year-old child is either going to be kidnapped or...
Well, you do need to be concerned about that.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in, that I need to always be concerned that my 9-year-old child is going to be kidnapped.
And isn't that like John Walsh's whole thing?
Yeah, but I know we're going to hear stories, but like really, really deep down inside, parents, what are the odds?
And wasn't like kidnappers more of a thing back then, too?
A lot of people were getting snatched in the 70s and 80s, yeah.
Yeah, so you think those people just like died off? I'm sure kid snatchers still exist.
I just think that now with phones, with car safety, like tinted windows and stuff, like nobody even knew Dean was back
there. Did you leave the car running?
Yeah, you did. Look at that face.
I left the radio on for him, so yeah, I left the car running.
So then what happens if somebody wants to jack your car and your kid just happens to be in the
locked.
Way back?
Yeah.
He left the window open.
He had to breathe.
See, this is why. That's why. Like, there's so many reasons. As a mom, I
text messages coming in.
Jason in Belmont says, I'd say about 9 or 10, which is Dean's age.
Yeah. Right.
Do you leave him home alone?
No, not yet.
No.
That I haven't done because he doesn't have a phone.
How long were you in the store?
10 minutes.
You said 15 the first time.
I don't think it's that bad.
Shut up, Lauren.
I don't think it's that bad. I'm actually kind of on your side.
Thanks, bud. Seriously. Like, I am
serious.
I'm doing it because I feel like it's safe to do, not because I'm being, you know, haphazard.
I would have left the car running with the AC on and the doors locked, though. I don't know if I would leave a window down.
Not, it wasn't down all the way. It was just down enough that, like, if anything happened, he could escape.
All right, let's talk with Stacy in Mooresville. What do you think?
I think it depends on each kid, actually.
That's interesting. I did ask Dean, Stacy, who, again, is 8 going on 9. He'll be 9 in a month from now. I said, bud, are you cool if I run in? I give you my phone. You watch a little video. I'll be back in 10 minutes. If anything happens, you know how to call. And he's like, yeah.
Can I just play devil's advocate here for a second? Because you did leave the car on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if he's like, I didn't like that that song that was on the radio, so I went to go change it, and I knocked the car into gear?
That's unrealistic.
That doesn't happen.
It's not unrealistic.
Because you have to get in the driver's seat, put your foot on the pedal, on the brake, and then move it in. No, unrealistic. But thank you.
But he knocks it into neutral.
No, you can't.
Okay.
Stacy, are you a mom that did this before?
Yes. My kids are adults now, and they made it. So
how old were they? How old were they when you left them in the car?
I had 3 of them, but you know, probably around 9, 10.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if they're old enough to know to call somebody, yell out if there's an issue, call 911, anything like that, then that's the age to do it. And
but I
think
I will I will say, people are crazy now, yeah. So I understand what Loren's saying to you.
Stacey, you and I had something going, and then you hit me with that.
Thanks, Stacey. I kind of feel like my parents thought, since they had two, me and my sister, they're like, well, they can't steal both of them. like at least one will be a witness and a screamer.
Bring them back. That's what my mom used to say about me and Vinny. But I do remember she left us in the car, and she left the car running, and she left it in a fire lane to run into the store when we were little. And a cop came up and stood with us. Yeah. And when she came out, she got berated by the cop.
Yeah. Preston in Belmont.
Yeah. That's about right.
So parking in the fire lane or leaving you guys?
I think for leaving us.
Preston in Belmont said in 2020, 260 cases of trafficking were reported to the National Human Trafficking Hotline, ranking North Carolina 9th among the 50 states in cases reported. So, and it looks like the texts are 50-50. I agree with Maney. 980 says, I refuse to live in constant fear.
I understand that, too. Okay. But, I mean, well, just kids. No,
my neighbors and my wife disowned me effective Saturday at about 3:30 p.m.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Glad to have producer Nicole back after a long weekend for her in the ATL. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
So, Friday night, you went to Atlanta to go see Justin Bieber, and we have Justin Bieber tickets for you at 8 a.m. this morning for his April 5th Greensboro Coliseum concert. But you went down Friday and you just got back last night. That was a long trip.
Yeah, it was. We went Friday, came back yesterday. Yeah, so like 3 full days. We went for a concert weekend.
You know, the drive between Charlotte and Atlanta is famous because that's the drive where Maney and I drove back hungover. I puked in a McDonald's bush. And I got my phone stolen at a truck stop.
Atlanta is also where I drunkenly met you guys.
Atlanta's where you drunkenly met us. That's right.
Yeah.
And by the way, after that trip up 85, we calmly slid into Loren's baby shower when she was having cash.
Nothing calm about it.
No. I was like, water now.
We busted through. We parked right in the driveway, blocking everybody.
It was such a classy event. And then here comes these two.
Crawled in. So anyway, we had a great time in Atlanta, clearly. I know you did, too. What was the concert you went to on Friday night? You posted something.
Yes, Chelsea Cutler. Obsessed.
Is that a comedian?
No. It's Chelsea Handler.
No, she's not as mainstream. Like, she doesn't have any radio hits, but she is, I mean, she has a very...
Is she bedroom pop?
I don't know what that is, but no, I would say more like...
That's what Lexi taught me about.
I knew we heard that somewhere. Yeah. Lexi, who sat in with us, our night jock, who sat in with us on Monday.
Yeah, I would say like indie alternative pop. I mean, she's got a huge fan base. It was a sold-out show.
Not that that matters, but to me it does.
Well, she's dating a girl, so...
Well, she's still cute regardless of who she's dating.
You went to that show, and then when was the Bieber show?
That show was Friday night, and then Bieber was Monday night. He was in Atlanta 2 nights, Monday and Tuesday, but we went to Monday night's show.
Were you all in your feels?
It was. So the first time I saw Bieber, I warned her. I was in such, I guess, like, bliss. I didn't speak. Like, I stood there the entire concert. I didn't sing. I didn't do anything. I just stood there and watched. And so I was like, hey, like, I had this really weird reaction like 4 years ago. I don't know if that'll be the case tonight, but like, heads up.
Here's Nicole singing Hold On at the show Monday night. I guess the concert was in 1965.
Yeah, what was that? Was that a
flip phone? I think it's from Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's in her studio dancing again right now.
So good.
So what do the people who win tickets today at 8 a.m. to go see him at the Coliseum in Greensboro expect?
Just everything. It was so good. His mic is on the entire time. He dances. I mean, he's exhausted. He's such a good performer.
Very talkative with the crowd?
No, not really. Mm-hmm. He performs like 20-30 songs.
Wow.
Jeez. So it's like what, an hour and a half of nonstop him?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I mean he slows it down. Like he talks, has a couple of like video interludes where he like goes down, comes back up.
Talk about his wife at all?
No, he did not. He's saying he closes out with anyone, and it's the cutest thing. He's got a collage of them, like pictures that, you know, obviously, like we only see whatever their managers want them to post on Instagram, but it's like candids and like photos that you typically wouldn't see of a celebrity couple. And there's a collage that comes on while he sings to it. It's the cutest thing in the entire world.
You said the seats were expensive, which is another reason why winning Bieber tickets with us all week is important, because you don't have to spend the money to go see him.
Yes. There was only, I think, three rows behind me.
Oh, nosebleeds.
Mm-hmm.
How much were your seats then?
A lot.
Yeah.
Upwards of 150.
Oh, my God.
No, they were more than that.
I know. Right. I don't want to say.
Nosebleeds?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people around her, she told me this morning that people around her were going multiple days, and she's like, I don't know where these people get the money.
Yeah. When this first concert first got, I was hopeful. I was like, okay, a little bit of credit card debt isn't bad.
No.
And then floor seats, I mean, they were over $1,000. And these were like $15, $16. I'm like, where's the $1,200 coming from?
Yeah, the little kids are down there. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know what you're saying.
But yeah, the people in front of us, they cried. Quavo came out. 2 Chainz was there.
Oh,
that's cool.
Nice.
2 Chainz.
Yeah, but they cried when he came out. They cried when he sang his old ones, like Baby and Boyfriend. They cried then.
Okay. All right, so it's a good show, and we have your tickets for you just in about an hour from now with Finish the Lyric. We'll give you the beginning of a Justin Bieber song or the middle of the song, and you just got to finish the lyric that comes next.
Perfect.
We have to talk to producer Nicole, though, around 7:50 this morning. She said she found the best chicken wings in Atlanta, but they were in the most random spot.
Okay.
And she was way underdressed. That's at 7:50. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey, Ryan Loren Show.
I love when they do the vocal fry.
No.
Uncut Gems.
Yes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
We have Justin Bieber concert tickets to give to you. Coming up less than an hour from now. Don't go anywhere if you want to win.
So earlier in the show, Roy told us that it's National Chip and Dip Day.
Sure did.
But it is also National Puppy Day.
Ooh.
Where's our puppy?
Come here, Callie. Come here. Come here.
Roy's service dog, Callie, is in
here.
Yeah.
Hi, girl.
Happy National Puppy Day, Callie.
It's your day.
Yeah.
Although someone said that she looks old.
Who?
I can't remember where we were. Someone said it.
But I'm mad at them.
Aww, yeah.
No.
They're like, oh, she's an old little girl. I'm like, no, she's not.
She's just stressed.
She has to deal with me. You'd get a couple gray hairs, too.
So I forgot to tell you guys this, but I was at, like, our little park by our house. And it's a park on one side, and it's a dog park on the other. It's, like, a big open field, so it's cool. People can take their dogs there. And Cash and Jackson were playing on the little playground, and there was a little girl there with her dad. And they were playing together, and I heard him yell, Kevin, like he was calling someone. And I was like, that's weird. Is he calling the little girl Kevin? I was like, we're the only two families at the park.
Right.
And all of a sudden, a dog comes out of nowhere. And I'm like, that's cool. The dog's name is Kevin.
People love giving their dogs human names.
Well, I found a list of the top 10 names for 2022. And a lot, I mean, I think all of them are human names.
Can I guess what a top one is?
Yes.
Because I feel like I run into this name of a dog all the time. Bella.
Yep.
Is it?
Number two.
Is it number two?
Bella.
I feel like I'm always like running into a dog named Bella.
Yeah.
Always.
So the top 10, starting at number 10, is Sadie. Number 9 is Milo.
Milo.
I like the name Milo.
Amanda's mother had a dog named Milo.
8 is Bailey. 7, Daisy.
Bailey. I've seen Baileys.
I've seen daisies a lot, too.
No Kevin, though, so far.
No Kevin. Max, number 6.
Yeah.
Lucy, number 5. Cooper, 4.
Yeah, Coop.
Charlie, 3. Bella, number 2.
Yes.
And number 1, Luna.
Luna.
I have Luna down the street.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. It's the mother.
It's not the
dog. The dog's name is Michelle. Do you have a dog with a human name? Because that's hilarious. Like, my cousins, when I was younger, I remember their dog's name was Sean.
Oh, that's a really human name.
Yeah, yeah, it was like Sean. Sean, they were always yelling at Sean.
Well, Woofer's real name was Cody.
That's a human name.
Human name, yep.
What if your dog's name's like Randy? Like, come on, Randy.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be funny?
704-570-9595. You got a human name for your dog?
Dennis!
Roger, let's go!
Come on, Buford.
Who let the dogs out?
Morning show on Kiss 95.1. We wanted to hear from you. What is the name of your dog? Is it like a human name?
We got a text message from someone who has a dog named Steve.
That's a funny dog.
Adam
name.
Is another human dog name.
Adam's a really human name.
So is Kevin, though, the one that you ran into that started the whole conversation. That's a funny name for a dog.
Let's go to the phones. This is Scotty the Scotsman.
Scotty!
Yeah, good morning, everybody. How are you today? And happy hump day.
Happy hump day, our Scottish friend. What's you have a dog with a human name?
Well, we called our dog after Scotland. We called her Bonnie Scotland. So she's called Bonnie. So Bonnie Scotland.
Bonnie is a human name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I give you a quick joke about a Scottish dog?
Okay, you can. Sometimes I don't understand, but go ahead.
Let's try. What do you call a man who's lost dog?
What do you call a man who's lost his dog?
We call him Douglas.
Dublin?
Douglas.
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 Yeah, Douglas. Yeah. I got you, Scotty.
I love Scotty. Wait, I need new headphones, Scotty. I need new Scotty headphones.
I still don't get the Douglas?
Douglas.
Yeah, but like Douglas.
Douglas. Okay. The guy lost his dog. He's Douglas.
Okay.
Like Douglas.
What's so funny? I don't.
It's funny that you don't get it.
Heidi and Charlotte, quickly. What's the human dog name? Heidi? Oh, no. Heidi's phone broke up, but her dog name is Franklin.
Mm. All right.
Let's love that.
Let's continue on the phones. Joe on 85. You're on with the Mania Morning, the Ram Morning Show. Human names for dogs. He can hear, but you need to turn your box off.
Oh, sorry. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, buddy, are you there?
Yes, sir. I sure am. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. So go ahead and tell us the human name for your dogs.
Yeah, well, I've got two of them. I've got a little one. We call her Betty. That's her name.
Uh-huh.
And the other one isn't really just a human name, but we call her Mama. Her name's Chica, but we call her Mama. So every time we go outside and we have to holler for her, we're outside hollering at our Mama.
Come on, Mama. Come on in.
Thanks, Joe. That's funny.
Pretty funny.
A lot of text messages coming in. Sophia, we have a Bernie, a Cody. These are all human dog names. Buddy, I like that. Dallas.
Oh,
really?
That's your husband's name.
Yeah, he's a dog sometimes.
My dog's name is Eugene. Our dog's name is Doug. We have Kyle. We have Mason. We have Becky. We have Heather. A dog named Heather? That is awesome.
You're listening to the MRL Show On Demand podcast. You can listen live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on Kiss 95.1 or online at kiss95.1.com.
So we found this girl on Craigslist, Charlotte Craigslist, that she was selling an end table, mm-hmm. and like an antique end table. So I called her pretending to be from a 2 Chainz concert.
Here we go. Here's a brand new phone slam.
The Mani, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show Phone Slam.
Hello?
Hello, is this Susan? Susan!
Yes, this is Susan.
You're on Craigslist with the end table.
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you that well.
Yeah, I'm at the 2 Chainz concert, and I saw you had a post on Craigslist about the end table, and I want to buy it. But I got some questions.
Okay, can you speak up a little? It's really hard to hear.
Two Chainz!
really can't hear you. I don't understand what you're saying.
So what type of wood is it made from? Mahogany?
It's the regular wood. It's $150.
$150 years old?
No, I can't hear you.
Two Chainz! Oh, man. Okay, this is the best concert in my life.
I'm sorry, but I can't hear you.
Two Chainz! Oh, okay. We lost her. Let's give her a call back.
Hello?
Susan, we must got disconnected because there's so many people here at this concert.
Oh, my God. Is there any way that you could call me back at another time?
Yeah, I'm moving away. I'm moving away from the concert.
I'm having a hard time hearing you still.
Right, because it's 2 Chainz and it's lit. It's lit. It's on fire.
Sorry, lit?
Yes.
You're on fire?
No.
You need to call 911.
Is it? Who's the manufacturer? And I want to talk about the prize. What?
Oh, my God.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you, sir.
I can't hear you. Speak up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I am not going to be
able to. Where are we? Okay. Oh, we lost her again. Let's give her a call back.
Hello?
In 2 quarters, okay. I think 150 is a bit steep.
Oh, my God. You are screaming in my ear, and I'm not selling.
You're screaming in my ear. You're making my ears bleed.
I am not selling this to you. It's $150, take it or leave it. Get out of that place and talk like a normal person.
Two chains. We're not picking up. I'll bring my Dodge pickup truck, and we'll grab it from you.
Oh, my God.
Susan. Hey, it's the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. Susan?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Your daughter Mariah said that you have some furniture for sale on Craigslist, and she thought it would be fun if we prank called you, so you're live on the radio. That's Roy.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Oh, my God.
Now all we need
that
you to do is
so
just
wrong.
Say, 2 Chainz?
2 Chainz?
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Shannon, welcome to the Meany Rory and Lauren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I know you're stuck in traffic, but I think you can maybe play Can't Beat Lorenz.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Throw her out of the studio, Shannon.
All right, Lorraine, I love you, but you gotta go.
All right, I'm gone.
All right, headphones down. Lorraine's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
If you win, you can win free Cheerwine for a year, thanks to our friends at Cheerwine. Are you ready, Shannon?
I'm ready.
Tom Hanks made a bride's special day even greater by photobombing their wedding pictures recently. Which movie is the line, "Run, Forrest, run"? What movie is that from?
Forrest Gump.
Ben Affleck was spotted having what appeared to be a tense conversation over the weekend with his ex-wife. Who is she?
Jennifer Garner.
The lineup for the Lollapalooza concert is out, and Megan Fox's fiance is one of the headliners. Who is that?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Question 4. Premiere date has been set for season 5 of Selling Sunset. It'll have a new face joining the season. What network can we watch that show on?
Can you say that one more time? I'm sorry.
Yes, the premiere date has been set for season 5 of Selling Sunset, and it'll have a new face joining the season. What network can we watch that on?
I believe that is Netflix.
A judge ruled on Tuesday for this She's the Man actress conservatorship to end. The conservatorship was almost 9 years long. Who is that?
Let me see.
She's the Man actress. 3.
Amanda Bynes.
Come on in, Lorraine.
All right, Lorraine, it's going to be a tough battle. Shannon got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
And I think you're going to get one wrong.
Really?
Tom Hanks made a bride's special day even greater by photobombing their wedding party pictures. Which movie is the Tom Hanks line, "Run, Forrest, run"?
Forrest Gump.
Ben Affleck was spotted having what appeared to be a tense conversation over the weekend with his ex-wife. Who is she?
Jennifer Garner.
The lineup for Lollapalooza 2022 is out, and Megan Fox's fiance is one of the headliners. His name is
Machine Gun Kelly.
A premiere date has been set for season 5 of Selling Sunset. It'll have a new face joining the season. What network can we watch that show on?
Netflix.
And question 5, a judge ruled on Tuesday for this She's the Man actress conservatorship to end. The conservatorship was almost 9 years long. Who is that?
Amanda Bynes.
Final score 5-5. The Rin, you have 36 wins.
Shannon, I'm sorry, I know. Great job.
Yes, this is my third time in a row tying.
Isn't it annoying? I'm sorry. I'm sorry that Ty stayed with the house.
That's okay.
She wants to hear it, Shannon, even though it's your third time saying it.
Okay, this is Shannon from Charlotte, and I can't beat Loren, but I can tie her 3 times in a row.
Thanks for playing, Shannon.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
It's like 3 friends who want you to be part of their circle.
On KISS 95.1.
This is a really funny story, you guys. I know it because I was in earlier this morning with Nicole. You were looking for what kind of food in Atlanta when you went down to see Bieber?
We had decided we were staying in, and we had decided that we wanted wings. We wanted wings, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, that
great
type.
Yeah. Fried food heaven.
Yes.
Okay.
So this was a Saturday night. We were staying in. We had decided what we wanted. So what does one do when you're in a city you don't know? You look at Yelp, you look at TripAdvisor, sure. You look at places to find the best of what you want.
What time is this, by the way?
It's a little later. It's about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
I love food so much. I'm doing that before I even leave for the trip. I'm yelping away, man.
We had places, but this was more of a spontaneous stay-in type thing. So, you know, what happens when girls stay in? You have your sweatpants. You have your baggy shirt. No bra. You have your hair as a mess. You have your glasses on because... who needs contacts when you're staying in?
Just comfy clothes.
Comfy clothes. Mm. And chances are they don't match, right?
Right.
So we find the place, Magic City Kitchen. The best wings in Atlanta. The reviews, thousands of them. You always know it's good if it's got like 4.9 stars with like 3,000 reviews.
Right, yeah.
So I'm like, this is it. So we go. We place the order. We did Uber Eats for pickup. So we go. We were a little confused. Magic City Kitchen is inside Magic City, the strip club.
Oh.
A fully nude bar.
Isn't that funny?
Hilarious. So there's a couple parts to this. Part one is how do we get in? Because it's downtown Atlanta, so there's a valet.
So you had a valet to pick up your own food?
So we had to valet because there were 3 Lamborghinis in the park out front.
Hilarious.
So we had to valet.
You got
to
put that Kia somewhere.
Yeah, the Nissan Rogue went to the side. So that was part one. Part two, they got to pat you down. So I walked up as a joke, like, yeah, like, obviously I'm here for the club. And she was like, I still got to pat you down. I was like, oh, I was kidding.
There's one line. There's not a line for the wings and the strip club. There's just one line.
It is inside. It is beside the bar. It is inside. The pickup window is inside.
Do you have to pay to get inside?
Hang tight.
Okay.
So I'm patted down. I mean, no bra. She felt everything. Then we up to the front and the bouncers, I'm like, hey, like we're picking up food. And it is a straight line of questions. Did you order ahead? Is it ready? And I'm like, yeah, I had to show him. And he goes, okay, well, both of you guys can't go in. And I was
whoa.
Like, okay. And so I was like, well, I mean, I really don't want to go in. I was like, can I like bring it out? I mean, I when I tell you the atrocity of what I looked like I looked like a British troll. Like, that's the only way to like simply
see,
put
after
it.
All that work to valet and be in line, I'd probably stay and get a couple shows.
Right. But they didn't know they weren't dressed for it.
Heck no, it's not dressed for it. I've been to
even
the strip club.
Strippers would be like, oh, you know what, we're good trolls.
Seriously. So then I went in. She was like, I will gladly stay back. So I went in. I'm in line. I got like, I'm... Yeah, I mean, it was just, it was one thing after the other. There was hookah. Like, I left smelling like hookah. I was scared to look around because I was like, I mean, it was a nude, fully nude.
Full vibe, so everything was, going on, so and you're just trying to pick up
standing,
wings.
Standing, like, looking. And, of course, like, they ran out of ranch, so she had to go, like, fill up containers to get ranch. So
it takes
like
twice as long.
Right, it was an extra, like, I mean, I was in there for probably about 12 minutes, so just, like, sitting there, like.
Your girlfriend's like, what are you doing? Why'd you get in a show? You're in there forever.
I know.
Hey, Jess, do you have any singles? I want to tip the kitchen staff. Yeah. That is really funny, dude.
Magic City Kitchen. Great wings, but inside a strip club.
That's awesome. Dinner and a show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You're listening to the MRL Show On Demand podcast. You can listen live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on Kiss 95.1 or online at kiss95.1.com.
The main Roy in the Rim morning show. We got Justin Bieber concert tickets to give to you. All you have to do is finish the Justin Bieber lyric. Hello, Lauren. Where are you calling us from?
I'm from Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Well, Lauren in Fort Mill, South Carolina, you are caller number 9. Are you ready to play Finish the Lyric?
I am so ready. So pumped.
We're 2 for 2 this week. Have 2 big winners already. Will you make it 3 and head off to the April 5th Justin Bieber concert at the Greensboro Coliseum? Let's see. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
We'll play part of the song. You finish the lyric when it stops, okay?
Okay.
And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you.
She likes everyone. And I didn't try to admit that I was wrong.
She likes everyone.
Yes, you're right. You got Justin Bieber tickets.
Yeah. I'm pumped. Thank y'all so much. That's so exciting.
Who are you going to take to the show?
It's between my husband and my best friend, so I don't know yet.
Oh, good. Let him fight it out for your love.
Exactly.
Take the best friend. Leave the husband back. He's not going anywhere.
We have a 16-month-old, so he may be babysitting.
Yeah.
There you go.
Congratulations, Lauren in Fort Mill. You, caller number 9, won the Finish the Lyric contest. Tomorrow, Roy, we do it again. At what time?
Tomorrow morning, if you want to win, you can listen right after... right at 7:20 is we're going to play. And then later today,
yes,
Fenway has your chance at Justin Bieber concert tickets at 4 p.m. So 4 p.m. today, and then tomorrow morning at 7:20.
Lauren, you're all set, though. You got your tickets. You enjoy the show up at the Greensboro Coliseum, okay?
Thank y'all so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
All right, it is Wednesday, and we are known for Date'em or Dump'em. Bree's going to join us. She says that her date had an inappropriate relationship. The fate of this relationship is now in your hands. We're going to talk to Bree coming up next.
You're listening to the MRL Show On Demand podcast. You can listen live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on Kiss 95.1 or online at kiss95.1.com.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Let's bring in Bree. Bree, welcome to Date'em or Dump'em.
Hey, Bree.
Hey.
If you're unfamiliar with this segment, it's where our audience, they get to control the fate of your relationship. You tell us what happened on your date, and then the audience decides if you should date them or dump them.
Okay, we don't have a lot of time, so we got to move quick. We're up against a break, Bree. I'm so curious, what is the inappropriate relationship that you found out from a guy that you've been on a couple dates with?
I found out on our third date that he used to date one of his teachers. And, I mean, granted it was after he graduated from college, but it's still the high school teacher that he had. And I just don't know, like, is that a form of bad character? Do I date him? Do I dump him?
Okay.
I don't know.
It's a different inappropriate.
I checked up all my other boxes.
Yeah, it's a different inappropriate than what I thought. Sorry.
What did you think?
Maybe he was, like, 23 and she was 17.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so she dated a teacher. As long as they're both of age and he's out of college and not going to school with her anymore, I don't even see a character issue with that at all. But am I wrong?
No.
You
agree? I mean, at one time, as long as nothing happened in school.
Was the relationship when he was under 21?
No.
He graduated college, she said.
I think you're fine. I think maybe it just sounds weird with you saying it out loud, especially if you go, well, I dated my teacher. Like, that sounds...
yeah.
And I think if you say it like that, you're doing it for shock value.
Yeah, how did he bring it up at dinner, Bree?
Right. We were talking about past relationships and whatnot, and he just mentioned to me that he thought it was kind of funny that, like, afterwards he ended up going on a date and she just so happened to be his high school gym teacher when he was younger.
So he's kind of bragging about it.
I would do the same. I think that's kind of interesting. It's interesting date conversation where I'd be like, oh, guess what? Like, I once dated one of my teachers after I graduated college. I always thought she was hot. Well, okay, that sounds creepy, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you guys think? 704-570-9595. Real quick, text us. Help decide Bree's date fate. Should she date or dump the guy who dated his high school teacher, gym teacher, after he graduated college?
Text messages coming in. Anthony and Shirley says it's strange-ish, but not inappropriate.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Yeah.
But does it show a character flaw with him that he chose to do that, Loren? That's what Bree wants to know.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what she's down with.
I guess I would have a character flaw because if I dated a teacher, I think I'd probably tell people that. Just to give them a shock value.
Kind of, right?
Yeah, but would you tell somebody they're dating and would you say it like that?
Yeah,
it's the delivery, I think, that's strange-ish for me.
980 says that my sister's friend from high school is now married to one of our high school teachers. And 704 says, date them, not inappropriate at all.
I had a teacher, like, when I was in my 20s.
Yes.
Buy me a drink once and, like, kind of, like, yeah, I could tell he was trying to ask me out. And, I mean, it was like a high school teacher that I had, and he was younger. And, I mean... obviously, it didn't go anywhere because I thought that was strange. Like,
did you take the drink?
Of course I did.
Oh, my God.
Of course I did, but I did not give him my number.
And see, no one's dumping you, weirdo.
See, Drew texts in and says, I think it's a problem that she has a problem with it. So maybe maybe this isn't the right guy for you if that bothers you. But people need to remember, on Date Him or Dump Him, they don't know. That's why they come here to us. And most of the people that come on Date Him or Dump Him, believe it or not, continue having good relationships if we say they should continue to date. So,
all right, so keep dating. Let us know how it goes.
All right.
Remember, the best thing about a teacher is if you do something wrong, they make you do it over again.
Oh,
Ronnie Dangerfield joke.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Bree.
I can't.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Yellow skies every day on the way to work.
On KISS 95.1.
It's all Bieber all week long here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Producer Nicole went to see Bieber in Atlanta. We're playing Finish the Lyric on our show this week for you to go see Justin Bieber April 5th at the Greensboro Coliseum. Lauren won tickets earlier this morning at around 8 a.m. And you can listen to Fenway today at 4 p.m. for another shot to win tickets. But Nicole said that 2 Chainz came out on stage. Oh, he was just there. Okay.
Oh, okay. So how'd you know he was in the crowd?
Insta.
Oh, okay. So on Instagram, she noticed that 2 Chainz was at the same concert that she was having. But in honor of that, there was a prank phone call that I did where some girl in Charlotte was trying to sell like a dresser on Craigslist. So I called pretending to be at a 2 Chainz concert.
People love this. They love this call. Here it is.
So we found this girl on Craigslist, Charlotte Craigslist, that she was selling an end table, mm-hmm. and like an antique end table. So I called her pretending to be from a 2 Chainz concert.
Here we go. Here's a brand new phone slam.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Phone slam.
Hello?
Hello, is this Susan? Susan!
Yes, this is Susan.
You're on Craigslist with the end table.
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you that well.
Yeah, I'm at the 2 Chainz concert, and I saw you had a post on Craigslist about the end table, and I want to buy it. but I got some questions.
Okay, can you speak up a little? It's really hard to hear. Oh my God. I really can't hear you. I don't understand what you're saying.
So what type of wood is it made from? Mahogany?
It's the regular wood. It's $150.
$150 years old?
No, I can't hear you.
Two chains! Oh, man. Okay, this is the best concert in my life.
I'm sorry, but I can't hear you.
Two chains! Oh, okay. We lost her. Let's give her a call back.
Hello?
Susan, we must got disconnected because there's so many people here at this concert.
Oh, my God. Is there any way that you can call me back at another time?
I'm moving away. I'm moving away from the concert.
I'm having a hard time hearing you still.
Right, because it's 2 Chainz and it's lit. It's lit. It's on fire.
Are you lit?
Yes.
You're on fire?
No.
You need to call 911.
Is it? Who's the manufacturer? And I want to talk about the prize. What?
Oh, my God.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you,
sir. I can't hear you. Speak up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I am not going to be
able to. Where are we? Okay. Oh, we lost her again. Let's give her a call back.
Hello?
In 2 quarters, okay, I think 150 is a bit steep.
Oh, my God. You are screaming in my ear, and I'm not selling.
You're screaming in my ear. You're making my ears bleed.
I am not selling this to you. It's $150, take it or leave it. Get out of that place and talk like a normal person.
Two chains. When I pick it up, I'll bring my Dodge pickup truck, and we'll grab it from you.
Oh, my God.
Susan. Hey, it's the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. Susan?
Yes.
Hi. Your daughter, Mariah, said that you have some furniture for sale on Craigslist, and she thought it would be fun if we prank called you, so you're live on the radio. That's Roy.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Oh, my God.
Now all we need
that
you to do is
so
just
long.
Say, 2 chains?
2 chains?
Thanks for being a good sport, Susan. We love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
So maybe your ex has something that you want back, and you're not quite sure how to ask for it. Well, confrontational Lorraine is here to tell you.
Give me back my crap.
No, actually, I found an article that gives you the best way to ask for your stuff back nicely. Instead of going 0 to 100, the first step is to extend some kindness.
Oh.
Show a little vulnerability. Text or call them and be pretty straightforward but respectful. Say that it's been a challenge or things have been awkward. But you are flexible with times, dates, and locations that you could pick your stuff up.
It's been really tough. I have been going through a lot of depression lately. My world hasn't been right since you've kept my PlayStation 5.
You know, producer Nicole's ex-girlfriend still has her wakeboard.
Oh, I know.
Really?
So maybe you can try this, Nicole.
I thought we went through this already and you were going to try and get it back.
We did. I wanted it back. Like, I set up the conversation to get it back for last summer, but then we had kind of another quarantine summer. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely going to need it back this year.
You'd be so mad if you saw her using it.
Oh, she has used it. And her new girlfriend's probably used it.
By the way, what does your ex have of yours that you haven't had time to get back? Or maybe they refuse to give it back to you? 704-570-9595. As we sit here and listen to ways to get stuff back, you could text us and tell us what you're wanting back.
I don't know if I think I'm a little too petty to allow things to... Like, I need my stuff back now.
If there was a breakup, you would go through and take everything out before there was any time apart.
It'd be soon after.
Yeah,
it'd be soon after.
Roy'd be breaking up with his man and being like, and by the way, I'm taking everything right now. And this conversation is still going on as I'm walking in and out of the house with my stuff.
So the article goes on to say that if it comes back and they are kind of nasty, like if you get a nasty response back from being nice, take the high road. Tell them that if we can just agree on something, you can mail it to me. We don't have to see each other face to face. Leave it on the porch. Give them other options.
You said leave it out, right, Nicole? Your wakeboard? Didn't you say, like, leave it out or leave it at your mom's house and I'll come grab it?
Yeah, I was going to get it from her mom's.
Yeah.
You should just, you should say, I recommend you make this less complicated for yourself. And use that line.
That is like very passive aggressive. Don't do that. I mean, unless you like that sort of thing. When it comes to how to handle shared items, you got to determine the cost.
Oh, yeah.
And negotiate with each other. Maybe one person gets one expensive item, you get the other, or you agree to sell it and split the worth.
Yeah.
We got a text message here, Loren, from someone that says, my ex that I have a son with has my MacBook Pro that he needed for his, quote, business, and refuses to give it back to me, even though I've asked him and texted his mom nicely. Neither of them respond to me or give it back.
So here's the thing. Maybe your ex won't give the stuff back. You have, like, two options at that point.
Sue
you can
him.
Get a mediator involved to help you get your stuff back. Maybe it could be a friend. Maybe you got to hire somebody. Mm-hmm. The other thing you could do is go to court, but expect legal bills it's going to require a lot of stuff.
Love the drama. Let the sheriff's office knock on the door, serve the papers.
You could rent a bulldozer from Sunbelt Rentals and just drive it over to their house and count down on the megaphone.
Yeah, okay.
Here All we go. Right? It's like,
Tiffany, if you don't give me my PlayStation 5, I'm going to destroy your Kia Soul in 3, 2, 2.5.
I'll do it.
I'll do it, I swear.
I promise.
It's coming down.
Someone says, I have my ex's Christmas decorations. I wish she would come get them back. Another person said, my ex gave me his cat, and he ain't ever getting her back.
No, you can't take away my cat.
Tessa Burke County says, my ex won't give me my dirt bike back. Wow. This is crazy, and I don't know how we can help. I wish we could hold, like, an ex-garage sale or something, but...
Well, that would be fun.
You know, and people could bring stuff to us, and we'll just have you guys come and pick it up, pick up what's yours. Another text said, my ex is so petty, he kept a movie I cherished that was given to me by my brother. My brother passed away a year after he bought me the DVD, and it's just so sad.
That's a horrible person.
I know. Maybe you can get a mediator, like a friend mediator for that one.
Greatest moment ever. We had a guy named Frank Garcia who used to work on our sports station, and then to another company. But before, when they were still here, remember this, engineer Brad's in the studio. He sent out an email. He goes, yo, my ex-wife left all of her clothes at my house, and I'm doing a closet clean-out. Cats were going shopping. Like, the women had bags. There was so much stuff in the media room that he left out for you guys.
No lie. He set it out all over tables. It was just like a garage sale. And you just went down, and I was like, Frank, are you trying to sell it? He's like, no, just take it.
It was nice stuff, like expensive stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, did she ever ask for any of that stuff back, Lauren?
I don't think so, but I got a bag.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
You know, it's a funny thing with Roy. He's either all in or all out. There's, like, no middle ground on him.
There really is not.
That is very true about me.
And our friends at Live Nation sent us a Machine Gun Kelly concert announcement package, which included what was in the gift package, Loren?
There was, like, hair tinsel in there. There was some individual, like, stick-on tattoos, some socks. And then the big thing that they sent were all of these tattoo sleeves. So it's just a little piece of fabric that you slide onto your arm, and then it looks like you have tattoos.
Right. So it matches Roy's arm.
So basically, like, Roy's arm looks like Nicole's arm right now.
We'll post it on our stories.
I think we already have one of us with the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's already up at the MRL show.
It should be already up with the Live Nation post,
So Roy's in here, and so during commercial and songs and stuff, a lot of times we just decompress or write a blog or whatever it is that we have to do, but Roy's talking to Nicole in the other room through the intercom, and he's like, I really think I'm all in. Nicole, I want a sleeve. And I look over at his face because I could tell when he's smiling that he's just trying to get a rise out of her. Loren, he wasn't. Like, he legit likes the way it looks, and now he wants to go get a sleeve. And I go, bud, instead of getting a sleeve, why not just get one tat to start? But you're like, no, that's not the same.
That's not. It looks cool with the sleeve. One tattoo is not cool.
You really want to lean in.
But then, so I took a photo of me in this fake sleeve mm-hmm. to send to Sterling, my fiance.
Yes. What did he say?
He said, it's going to look saggy and ugly when you get old, but go for it.
I just spit.
And that's then he so followed rude. That up with, can you please go pick up deodorant and dog food?
Stop with your nonsense.
That's not a no.
It's not a no.
But I think he thinks it's like so far from a yes that he...
Here's a prime example of someone who knows how to handle me when I go all in on something.
Yeah. What is that called? Redirect. Yeah. Redirect. Redirect, Roy. So, Nicole, you have a lot of tats. We've talked about this a million times on the show.
Are you worried about it looking old and saggy?
No. When I'm 80, what am I going to care?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And does every tat on you mean, I know I've asked you this, just remind me, like everything means something to you. So if Roy was going to get a sleeve, he can't just go in and pick 10 things off the wall, or can he?
I mean, you can. I think that if there is meaning behind it, it just, you know, it right. makes you like it more. It means something.
But... I think your sleeve's pretty cool. Can I get a carbon copy of what you got done?
Sure. Other people have.
Why don't you just wear Nicole's sleeve like we're wearing Machine Gun Kelly's sleeves? What was on your sleeve? Just tell us.
I'm sure I have it.
Yeah, let's see how many of these Nicole actually has.
We got flames going up the side of the arm.
Nope.
What's it say on the
we
other
got
side?
Choppers written out. I guess this person on the sleeve liked motorcycles. We got a heart that says love. Born, oh, no, beloved.
Born to be what?
Born to be wild with, it appears, a flying screw. A skull. With a nut hanging out of it. And a snake wrapped around the nut.
This is all...
The bolt, whatever.
A sleeve that a machine... Now, this Machine Gun Kelly doesn't have these, does he?
I'm sure he is, right? I mean, he's covered head to toe.
But
so
we got a bunch of them sent to us.
Oh, yeah, they're all different. Yeah. They're all different.
Yeah, so these can't be all his.
No.
All right, let's play Nicole Bingo. I'll check my sleeve.
One says 1-3... 13.
That's not fair, because the one I had was like AC/DC, and here, like Nicole's not going to have any of those.
Oh, I have a tattoo of a woman riding a bum.
Nope, none of those, right, Nicole?
Nope.
Scorpion? Flower? Oh, clown?
Ooh.
No. Dragon. Cards?
Hold on,
I have
I'm
a dragon.
Going.
Oh.
Bang. Skull.
No skull. I have a skeleton hand.
Okay.
Do you have cards, playing cards? A 10, a jack, a queen, king, or an ace?
Nope.
Dice?
Nope.
A rose?
Yes.
Ah! Amy's got B.
Any tribal tattoos?
No.
A spider?
No.
A cross?
Yeah.
Amy's got B.I.
You're so religious.
Yeah.
Do you have best ghost?
Best ghost, like it's written out, yeah. Best ghost? Oh.
Clearly she wouldn't have best ghost written out, but I think it's funny. Let's continue to play tattoo bingo with Nicole on our sleeves on the Rap Party Podcast. I like this game.
You can get the Rap Party Podcast just typing in the MRL Morning Show.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
So, 11 years of marriage coming up on April 11th of this year for me.
Wow.
Crazy. And I'm right behind you, so
yeah.
You are heading on 12.
Yep.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
And Roy, you can jump in too. Nicole, anybody can jump in. Do you have a sexy time playlist?
No, not anymore. I feel like we did before we got married. Like when, like when mixed CDs were a big thing.
Yeah. Well, now it's really easy to do. Like, you could Spotify your playlist. You could do an Apple, you know, like an iTunes playlist and just name it, like, Sexy Time.
Do you have one?
Well, no, I was told that maybe furniture moving would become more of a frequent thing if I made a Sexy Time playlist. And not so many words. She didn't say make it. She's just like, don't you understand me at all? I was like, yeah, I understand you. Let's watch an episode of The Simpsons, and then we'll go upstairs.
Yeah, that sounds like you know her.
I was like,
what do you put on it?
John Legend. The 1975 for us. Niall Horan's song, Slow Hands.
I don't even
the
know
Weekend.
What I would
put.
What if a song plays that's not matching your tempo of what you're trying to do?
I think you need to mix.
Alexa, next.
You know what I'm saying? Alexa, faster.
Alexa.
You know what I mean?
Play Sexy Bitch by Buck Cherry.
That's the most aggressive song, dude.
It's so aggressive.
You gotta find the clean version.
There's no clean version of the song.
No, you can't play that.
But
it's
like
crazy.
Yeah,
I'm trying
to just think
sexy.
Of a fast song. Yeah. There's not even a version
no,
of it.
No.
So you don't have one either, huh, Roy?
No, for that reason, I don't want music to dictate the chain of events.
You can always shut it off after you get things going, though.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I don't know that there's any, like, current music that I would have on my playlist. Mine would be, like, a lot of Boys to Men, mm-hmm. like that genre. You know what I mean?
Nicole would have nonstop Justin Bieber.
Oh, 100.
I think Nicole probably has a playlist.
Ooh.
Do you?
I do not, and I would not have Justin Bieber on it.
Really? Too distracting.
You'd be singing. You'd be having fun.
I probably would be singing.
Yeah.
Holy comes on.
I mean, I'm just wondering if anyone has a sexy time playlist. Wow, people are saying they love that Buck Cherry song. You need to play it. I don't think we can find a clean version.
Hang on,
of it.
I'll find
it doesn't exist. A clean version does not exist of that song.
Oh, we played it on the Kiss. I'm sure played it back in the day.
Let me look in our system.
You'd be able to hear every other word.
Oh, what about Genuine Pony? Someone said that needs to be on
that.
It.
That's you. Got to start with that though, because if that comes on like mid session. I'm going to start giggling. Like, if you start off with that and it's funny and then we, like, get into it,
yeah.
That's cool.
Like if Dallas walked into the room
yeah.
and just like, so you're laughing.
It's awkward.
Yes, it's I am going to laugh, but that would, like, open
right.
things up.
Now shut up and light a candle.
If that comes on mid session,
okay,
mid moving furniture, I can't recover from that.
What about okay. What about if this song came on?
Found it?
Yeah.
We're going to your place.
And that's the mood song.
This needs to be on your sexy time playlist.
I'm afraid.
Y'all crazy, bitch, but you're so
good. Did you for dry or dump?
No, I didn't say bitch. I say goes all bitch in here. What's the difference? Okay. You want to read some text messages? Somebody sent their whole playlist. Oh, awesome. H-Town Knocking the Boots needs to be on the Sexy Time playlist. We don't put music on for whatever reason. We just put something random on TV, which the last few times has been the George Lopez show.
I would say that's probably more likely. Whatever we were watching last would be on TV.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Skin gets it going every time.
Really?
Animals by Nickelback. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't get down with the playlist. I can't. It's too distracting to me. Because one of it's a really good song.
Yeah. Right. Oh, hold on.
You found a playlist for it.
And this is essential ambient music.
I can't.
This,
I'll fall asleep.
This is called erotic massage.
How full of sleep. Yeah, I'm not down
with
that.
This is like werewolf stuff.
Now your celebrity sleeps. It's the Dirty with Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So Selling Sunset is premiering on April 22nd.
Never watched one episode.
Really?
Yeah.
This is going to be season 5 for them.
It's good?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. I watched Flip or Flop with Christina and Tarek.
There's a little bit more drama to Selling Sunset.
Okay.
Wendy Williams was spotted in Miami. Now, she was seen at the airport, and she was catching a commercial flight with her son. They landed in Miami, but the last time anyone saw her, she was in a wheelchair. She is walking now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And Tom Hanks, he photobombed a wedding party in Pittsburgh. And it's not his first time that he photobombed anybody. He likes to, like, when he sees wedding parties, kind of jump in the back of the photos. But could
so
you
does
imagine?
Bill Murray.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, I guess.
It would be cool.
I know what Roy's thinking. We've discussed this because Maroon 5 did a whole surprise at someone's wedding.
That's
and then
different.
It became about Maroon 5 and less about Gail and Ryan.
That's different.
I can assure you that if Tom Hanks jumped in my wedding photo, Sterling would be like, who is this white guy?
Come on, you know who
Tom Hanks.
You
know Tom Hanks.
I'm telling you, he would not. He would know if someone's famous, but he'd be like, I don't want this.
Life
really?
Is like a box of chocolate, mm-hmm. Sterling. Sometimes you just got to jump in a picture.
I think it would be so much fun. Like, imagine, because Justin Timberlake was at the same hotel that you got married at that same night. Imagine if he jumped into a photo with Amanda. Like, she would love that picture.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be cool. I mean, they were close to that happening, but he was going up instead of coming down.
She would never show another wedding picture. You'd be like, hey, what about me? And Amanda Bynes conservative.
Hey, by the way, she has way too many dreams about him for my liking.
Yeah. So maybe you wouldn't be comfortable with the photo.
Okay. I have reason to believe my wife was the one on the balcony in New Orleans that day.
I think that was a co-star.
Okay.
All right. Amanda Bynes, her conservatorship will end after almost 9 long years. And she's excited about the upcoming future endeavors, including releasing a new fragrance line.
Mm.
So, good. We'll have to keep our eye on her for the next chapter. But for more celebrity gossip, you can always head over to kiss951.com.
Roy, I've only had about 60 calories all week long, so I'm eating popcorn. Will you tell everyone about the end of the show things?
Yeah, listen, if you want to listen to the show on demand because you missed anything, you can always catch our podcast. Just go to kiss951.com where we have a link for you. Or just type in the MRL Morning Show wherever you get your podcast, and we should pop up. But again, if you can't find it there, we got links for you at kiss951.com.
There was a problem with iHeart and Apple, but we're on. We're good now.
Yeah, we're good now. Please, eat your popcorn. Let me...
Sorry.
The adults are talking.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
There's Justin Bieber concert tickets with Fenway. You want to win those. Make sure you're listening at 4 p.m. with Fenway. He's going to be hooking you up with Justin Bieber tickets. And then we'll also have Justin Bieber tickets tomorrow morning at 7:20. So it's going to be a big show. We have War of the Roses, Justin Bieber tickets.
So rude.
And a lot of fun. So we'll join you tomorrow morning. Goodbye.
My hands are butter. I can't hit the button.
I can do it, buddy. I can control everything on my end.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.